We are giants who scratch and snort and burp, and giants who yell and slop and slurp and stuff like that. We will never say please or never say thank you, never say sorry, never say beg your pardon. Stuff like that. We are giants who are rude, and giants who are crude, and giants who push you, bump you, shove you, thank you. Stuff like that. We will always be gross and pick our nose, and always be loud and shout and pound and
stop spitting it.
Stuff like that.
In the land of fee-fi-fo-fum and fiddly-dee, there lived some giants who never said, I'm sorry, thank you, or please. They were rude and crude and an awful sloppy bunch, and they made noises and messes when they ate their lunch. When they were out walking, they left trails full of trash, and people knew to stay clear or their feet would get smashed.
We will not say it, no way, the giants would grumble. It's dumb. Just try to make us and you'll take a tumble.
So they went through life rudely, just thumbing their noses, never saying thank you, I'm sorry, or please to one single soul's. Their families all cried. Their friends all complained. We taught them. What happened?
I guess we're to blame.
So that's how it was for the longest of time. And these giants ruled the land and thought life was just fine. And then one day, to the surprise of all in this land, there appeared a fairy with a special book in her hand.
Ahem, she said as she cleared her throat. I've been sent by the big guy who gave me this note. Go to the land of Fiddle-Dee-Dee and Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum and take care of those giants who were acting like bums. So come out, wherever you are. There's no need to hide from a fairy with a star.
Then all of a sudden, from behind some big rocks, came the giants without manners in their dirty, smelly socks.
Yeah, what do you want? We're trying to sleep.
Is this some joke?
And they rolled up their sleeves.
No, no, no. It's no joke. She smiled a smile most merry. I've been sent by the big guy. I'm the good manners fairy.
We don't care who you are or who sent you to this place. Take that book and that wand and get out of our face. 'Cause we're the giants without manners, and we do what we please. Besides, you're no bigger than a little tiny flea.
Pardon me, said the fairy with a smile not so merry. But what you just said was mean and cruel and very impolite, unfriendly, childish, and crude, not to mention disdainful, wortish, and rude. And now, I'd like an apology, a handshake, and a how do you do. We're going to be friends, my dear giants. It's long overdue.
The giants just stood there with a look of shock on their faces. That little tiny fairy had put them all in their places. She was right. They were mean, unfriendly, and crude, impolite, disdainful, wartish, and rude. They felt all these feelings that now rumbled and tumbled, and their thoughts were new thoughts that seemed to unjumble.
An apology, a handshake, and a how do you do? No one's ever been that nice.
And the giants cried,
boo-hoo.
Then up from the bottom of their hearts came a word that they'd heard and once thought absurd. The giants, without manners, could now understand. So they took a deep breath and stuck out one hand.
Sorry!
loud. It was big. It was long. It was clear. They meant it. They said it. In fact, it was dear. And the fairy with a smile and eyes very watery said, "That's it, big guys. You've ended your thuggery. Just one more change, though, is needed on this special day. A name that describes you without cliché." She opened the special book she had brought with her wand and pondered some big thoughts for these oversized ones. She thought, and it took more than an hour to come up with a name that would be more than a wower. By now, the land of Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum and Fiddle-Dee-Dee had all gathered in the main square to hear this decree. The fairy shut the big book and closed her eyes real tight. She seemed to be talking to someone with all of her might.
"Uh-huh. I got that. Oh, yes, you are right. They're sorry. In fact, they said it with all of their might."
Then opening her eyes wide, she said,
"It's beautiful. You'll love it. It's perfect. It describes every part of you."
The giants were all bending on their giant-sized knees, waiting, anticipating their new name with great glees.
"Your name shall be remembered from now until always as the Giants of Mercy, Kindness, and First Aid."
The giants were silent. All the people were too. It was a name filled with promise and tons of virtue.
"We accept it. We thank you. We will wear it with pride."
And they stood up to applause that could be heard far and wide. For the giants without manners had changed on that day to the giants of mercy, kindness, and first aid. So next time you see these giants, don't be surprised whatsoever if you find them
loving, delightful, helpful,
and absolutely clever.
We are giants who now are really polite and always say please and thank you, and we stuff like that. We are giants of mercy, giants of kindness, giants of first aid, giants who always help. Stuff like that.
Oh no! Ah!
Are you okay?
Yeah. I should be okay.
He hurt
himself.
We'll help you up. Hold on.
I'm running over to the other side.
I feel pain inside for his
Well, you okay? Well, thank
you. Look
you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good. The car's coming back in his cheek now.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, I'll tell what we did.
He's such a good giant.
He's
very
polite.
He's very polite.
We learned that.
Even the way he fell was polite.
From the fairy.